Hello? Yeah, hi. No, I'm not doing anything now. Yeah, but I can't leave. No, my TV's broken again. No, this time the picture tube went. Yeah, I sent for a repairman this time. You remember when Fluke was here last month? Yeah, he put dents on top of the TV set. Okay, I'll call you after the repairman leaves. Right. Goodbye.
How you doing, Stu?
Fluke, get out of here.
Now, is that any way to talk to a friend?
Of course not. That's why I'm talking to you. Now, get out!
Okay, something's up. What's happening?
Just get out, Fluke.
I'm not leaving until you tell me what's going on.
All right, if you insist. My TV's...
Ah! Say no more. I'm leaving. There's no way you're gonna get me to stand on top of that set again. I'm getting out of here. See you later.
It's okay, Fluke. I called the TV repairman this time. That's probably him now. You might as well stick around and see how to fix a TV set. Hi, are you here too? Ah! What are you doing here? I said for a TV repairman!
That's me! Say, when I was working for Ma Bell last month, didn't I run into you?
You're not Arthur P. Telephony, are you?
You bet your bell I am!
Who is it, Stu?
It's Arthur P. Telephony of the phone company.
Very funny.
Relax, you clowns. I'm not with Telco anymore. I'm fixing TVs now.
Why? What happened?
Oh, it's a long story. Now, where's the set?
Right over there.
Okay.
I wonder why they fired him.
How do you know they fired him? How do you know he didn't quit?
If you had a personality like his, would you quit or get fired?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
All right, set's all fixed. Just needed a new tube. That'll be $28.
I see now why he's a repairman. He was starving to death as a special agent.
If you have any more trouble, call me.
Okay, well, what's your number?
I hate the phone company.
Join the crowd.
I don't have a number. I mean, call me. Open up your window and shout.
There's something suspicious about that guy, Fluke.
I second that. I wonder why it only took him a second to fix the set.
He didn't fix the set. Look at this. On every channel, this is the only thing I get.
Add a phone, add a lot to living, add convenience to your home.
Add a phone, add a lot to living, add an extension telephone.
Right, Chief, right. I got the bug planted right on top of his set. Now we'll find out if he's doing anything illegal. What? Oh, yeah, the repairman gag worked great. He'll never know.
Hey, Fluke, you want to stay for dinner? I'm going to call up and order a pizza.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot, Stu.
Hello? Hi, I'd like to order a pizza. Yeah, with everything. What? You're giving away free ham and cheese sandwiches with every large pizza, two to a customer? Great! Hey, how do you want yours, Fluke, hot or cold?
Now to turn on the bug!
Hot, of course.
Are you sure it's better hot?
Of course. Hot ones are harder to come by.
Okay, mine might as well be hot, too. Hello? Yeah, make that two hot ones. Right, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Aha! They're buying a couple of hot phones! Hello, Chief? Yeah, both of them just ordered a couple of hot phones. Probably from that source we've been checking. Make a note of that and I'll call you back later. Goodbye! Oops, sorry, Chief. I've been listening to too many joke recordings lately.
How long is it going to take to get that food, Stu?
Oh, I guess about 15 minutes or so. Oh, I hope it's not that bitch again.
Who?
You know that broad that stands out on the corner all night long waiting to be picked up?
Yeah.
Well, every night she calls me at this same time and she asks me if I want you know what she asks. You get the phone. I don't want to talk to her.
Oh, time to check in on my friends again.
Listen, you. I know the kind of operator you are. All you operators ever do is fly from one body to another. You operators are all oversexed. You're all crazy. Oh, shut up!
He's harassing telco operators! That counts as an obscene phone call! That kid will get 20 years for that! Hello, Chief? Yeah, I got him on another count. Yeah, I'm making obscene phone calls to operators. Right. I'll keep in touch.
Oh, that must be the food.
All right, the pizza's here. Thanks. Hey, wait a minute. Where's the ham and cheese sandwiches?
Well, that was their second offense. One more and I can arrest them and then I'll get my promotion. I'm going to get a raise. I'm going to get a... Oh, time to check in.
Here they are, Stu. Boy, that was fast service. Quick, Stu, take them. They're hot.
Wait a second, Fluke. How much do we owe him?
$5.
Okay. Here you go. Thanks a lot. Ah, shit, you're right. They are hot. I'll put them in the kitchen.
Wow, they've got the hot phones already, and they only paid $5 for them. That's it. Hello, Chief? Yeah, they just got the hot phones delivered. Let's go. What? Oh, don't worry. I guarantee that I won't screw up this time.
Boy, this sure is good pizza. Hey, Fluke, how's your ham and cheese?
Hot.
I'm telling you, Telephony, you better be right, or it means your job. This is the third hunch you've had in the last 2 days. The other two have only been hunches, that's all. You and your hunches have been giving PT&T a bad name. Better be right this time, because if we intrude on their private...
I know I'm right, Chief! All right in there! This is Special Agent Arthur P. Telephony from the PT&T! I've got the Chief Special Agent Samuel Bellington with me, and this is a raid!
What are you talking about? I thought you were a TV repairman.
That was only a front to check on you. And I believe I have enough evidence on you to set you up for life.
What the hell are you talking about?
I've got it all here on tape. I planted a bug on top of your TV set when I was here earlier. Just listen.
Hot, of course. Are you sure it's better hot?
Of course. Hot ones are harder to come by.
Okay, mine might as well be hot.
All right, where are those hot phones?
You oatmeal cookie, I was ordering a pizza and we got two free ham and cheese sandwiches and we ordered them hot instead of cold.
I'm warning you, Telephony. If you're wrong this time, you're fired.
Easy, Chief, easy. I've got it made. Just listen to this.
Listen, you. I know the kind of operator you are. All you operators ever do is fly from one body to another. You operators are all oversexed. You're all crazy.
Harassing telco operators is equivalent to obscene phone calls.
How could I make an obscene phone call when she called me? And she's no operator. She's that damn hooker that hangs around the corner all the time.
Oh, sure she is. Now where are those hot phones?
Just a minute, Telephony. I'm afraid the boys are telling the truth.
What the hell are you talking about?
I know exactly who that hooker is. She's been bothering me all the time, too. In fact, the words that this gentleman used were the exact same ones that I used. That's how I recognized it was her. And finally I gave in and went out with her. And she ain't bad.
I don't believe this. I don't believe this.
Hey, if you boys are ever lonely, you really should give the call girl a call.
No, that's okay.
I was so sure. I was so sure.
As for you, Telephony, you are...
I know, Chief. Does this mean I'm not going to get a raise? Oh, but where will I work now? What will I do?
Take it easy, Artie. I got a suggestion. Why don't you repair TV sets?
Aw, shut up!